Okay.
Very good afternoon to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So we will begin our puja now. Now I might just settle down to do the puja first. Later. I will distribute later. Yes. Okay. Let's compose our mind. Develop the faith, the sadha, the virya. Then you pay respect mindfully to all the Buddhas and the great Bodhisattva on the altar. The center one is Virochana Buddha, the original first Sammasambuddha in our this universe. Then those in front are, at the side are the various other Buddhas. Then we got the Astor Bodhisattva, we got this Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, then we got the Medicine Buddha, Amitabha Buddha, and Maitreya Buddha together with Sakyamuni. Okay, we pay respect mindfully. Buddhang Pujayami. Dhammang Pujayami. Sanghang Pujayami. Okay, we will do our official puja too. You have the chanting book, everybody? Except those who are new from Penang. You don't have, you can collect your chanting book here. Yeah, your chanting book. Pass it to them. Come, you can have yours. Okay, turn to page 4. Turn to page 4. Turn to page 4. Just put it here. Anybody still need chanting book? You still need, you can come and get it here. Okay, turn to page 4. We will chant the salutation to the Buddha. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panatipatavairamanisikapadang samadhiyami. Adinadanavairamanisikapadang samadhiyami. Kamesumichacharavairamanisikapadang samadhiyami. Musawada viramani sikapada samadhiyami. Suramiraya majapamadatana viramani sikapada samadhiyami. Okay, before we chant the Patipat Puja, I think Christina is bringing the flower. We will make all the offering. Ah, Pama, sorry, bring the flower. So you should learn how to rejoice after we will chant all the offering. Okay, put them on the altar. These are all prepared using our pūmani, Kayaramitāpān pūmani. So everybody gets to partake as Kayaramitā. So we should rejoice in this wholesomeness. So today is the official offering. Before we commence our official retreat, we were indeed very fortunate. The weather is very good, very conducive. And surprisingly, almost all the car, the bus, and those people who are supposed to arrive early, they arrived. Then we arrived. Then later on, those few cars from Alastair also, they also arrived. Then the timing, like everything, has its own very beautiful, appropriate timing. It all fall into place. Padmasuri? Oh, put already. Oh, okay. So now we are ready to continue. We are ready to continue. So we will chant the Padipa Puja, page 5. Turn to page 5. We will chant the Padipa Puja. This time, for the first time, maybe for those from the north, after the Pali, I will read the English translation. So we chant the Padipa Puja. Or maybe I read the English translation so that you understand, then we chant the Pali. Okay, offering of lights. With lights brightly shining, abolishing this gloom, I adore the enlightened one who dispelled the darkness of ignorance. We chant together now. Ganna sarpatitena dipena tamadang sina tilokadipang sambudang pujayami tamonudang. Offering of perfume smoke. With perfume incense made from fragrant substance, I honor the exalted one worthy of respect who dispelled the darkness of ignorance. Ganda sambara yutena dupena hang sugang hina pujayami pujani yang tang puja bacana muttamang. Offering of flowers. This mass of flower, fresh and healed, fragrant and choice, I offered at the sacred lotus-like feet of the noble sage. I offer thee, Lord Buddha, these flowers. May this virtue aid in my emancipation. Our bodies undergo decay, even as this flower must fade. Vanda ganda guno petang etang kesumasantatin pujayami munindasa siri pada sarorohe pujayami bedang kesumenanena punhena metena caho tumokang pupang milayati yata idame kayo tatayati vinasabhavang. Offering of water. O Lord, the Blessed One, please accept this water as an offering to Thee, out of great compassion for us. Adivase tuno bante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patigang hatumuttamang. Okay, we will turn to page 18, the last page. We will invoke the aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this offering. Significance of offering of light. We chant together. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fire of defilement within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flower. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Okay, we will make the overall expression. By the power of all these merits born of this offering, may our spiritual faculty of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who had the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us be respect mindfully to Lord Buddha and all the great beings. Buddhang pujayami. Dhammang pujayami. Sanghang pujayami. Okay, yes, relax yourself. Then maintain some form of attention. Okay, so far so good. Thank you so much for all your kind cooperation. I think everything went on well, except just now I make a mistake. I told you all 2:30. It's actually 2:15, but it's okay. We may need some time to settle down. So now I will have to pass on the notes, the retreat notes and books, together with the program. Those who are from Penang who haven't received the notes, you can come forward and I will pass you the books and the program. You already have the book, then I will pass you the program. Come. How many of you? This is a program sheet. Then the books, I think you all don't have. You can have them. This is a Heart Sutta. This is the main notes. You come over and collect. Oh, you have already. Then no need. This, never mind. You can collect this. Come. You can have your program first. Program. This is a program sheet. There are two. One each. Then one more here. You can take your Heart Sutta notes. Then you can take this. You can take this. You can have this. You can have that. And this one you can take for them. What about this book? Do you have? Given them already. You don't have. What about you? You don't have. Okay, you can have it. Then this CD, I forgot. This is our 10th anniversary tribute CD. Yeah, I give to you. You from Penang have not received. Yeah. Come, you don't have. Anybody else? I got two more left. Three more left. Who else haven't received this? The 10th anniversary CD. Yeah. Yeah. You can have them. Okay, yeah. So, anybody? You are the last one. Thank you. Okay. Everybody got the book and the notes, huh? So, before we commence the what they call retreat proper, maybe we will do the invocation. To invite the devas to partake in this whole retreat. Turn to page 6. Devaradana. And pass the wireless mic. Ingbi, you have it. I will read the English translation. Then after that, Ingbi will chant the invitation or invocation. Yes. Thank you. You can have more. Then we will together chant the Vandana and the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Means Buddha Vandana, Dhamma Vandana, and Sangha Vandana. Okay. Invocation to the devas. In the universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and releases Nibbana. This is the time to listen to doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. Okay, Ingbi, yeah.
Samantha Chakvalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Saddhammam Muni Rajas Sunantu Sagga Mokkadam Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma savana kalo ayam badanta. Dhamma savana kalo ayam badanta.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Iti peso bhagava arahaṃ sammasambuddho. Vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavidu anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanam buddho bhagavati Svakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi pasiko opanaiko pacatang veditaku วิโนหิทิสุปัฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอุยุปัฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆญายาปัฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆสามีจิปฏิปันโนภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆยะติตังจัตตาริริสายุคะเนอาตะปุริสะปุกะลาเอสะภะคะวะโตสาวกสังโฆอาหุเนโยปาหุเนโยดากิเนโยอัญจลิการะเนโยอนุตรังปุญญังเขตังโลกาสาธิ
โอเค viewer I will recite the translation. This is the first time we are doing here. The meaning of the homage is homage to thee, the blessed one, the worthy one, and the fully enlightened one. Then salutation to the Buddha or Buddha Vandana. The meaning is such indeed is the blessed one, the worthy one, the perfectly enlightened one, endowed with knowledge and virtue. The accomplished one, the knower of the world, the incomparable teacher or master of those that need to be trained, teacher of man and God, and enlightened and blessed one. Then the meaning of the Dhamma Vandana is salutation to the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma by the blessed one.To be self-realized, not subject to time, it is timeless, inviting investigation, onward leading to Nibbana, and can be understood by the wise each for themselves. Then the meaning of Sangha Vandana is salutation to the Sangha, or the enlightened disciple of the Buddhas. Of good conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One.Of upright conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. Of dutiful conduct is the order of the disciple of the Blessed One. That is to say, the order of the Blessed One's disciple, namely the four pairs of great beings, the eight types of individual, they are worthy of offering hospitality, give and reverential salutation. It is an incomparable field of merits to the world. Okay, we rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we pay respect to the triple jam. Buddhang pacemi, Dhammang pacemi, Sanghang pacemi. Okay.Now read to you the program objective. Turn to the program, first page. Meditation retreat conducted at Mahayana Triple Gem Temple of Sanpao Si, Brinchang, Cameron Highlands, from the 14th of March to the 22nd of March 2015, conducted by Brother Teo and to all the yogi. Which are the Kayana meters. So A is the introduction. This introduction you have to read with understanding. It's very important. Then B is the main purpose of this retreat. So that it can make you focus and become very clear on what you are developing while you are here. If you don't understand on any part of the program, you can ask questions. You can clarify. Okay, I'll read to you the introduction. This meditation retreat caters for all participants who may be from different background and Buddhist tradition and varying experiences. The emphasis here is on understanding of the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Instead of focusing on the methods and the techniques of meditation, the program was prepared to allow participants to settle down slowly into the retreat proper. We are a less stringent first session where more Dhamma understanding will be emphasized, followed by a more stringent second session from the 18th of March to the 22nd of March. Should be 2015, huh? There's a mistake there. Where noble silence, heedfulness, and diligent meditative cultivation will be emphasized. The main purpose are as follows. To realize the noble teachings of the Buddha, we are sincerely, the word keyword is sincerely, cultivating the much needed heedfulness or apamada as advised by the Buddha. Before his parinibbana, he said, apamadena sambadeta. And via his Dhammapada verse 183, 21, 22, and 23. Apamadena sambadeta means strive on with heedfulness. And the meaning of heedfulness, they are all defined in the Heart Sutta note. You have to read through them. To be heedful got two parts. First part is to train your mind to be ever mindful. That is the first part. Then the second part is develop the meditation after you have trained your mind to be ever mindful. So Dhammapada verse 23 actually defines what heedfulness is. The Buddha said the constantly meditative, ever mindful, and the steadfast one means you hold on to this training. It will lead to the realization of the supreme born free Nibbana. And that is what heedfulness is all about. So all of meditation, if you don't understand this word, you can never really progress. When you understand what heedfulness is, then you will know how to develop your meditation. I will explain further later on. So the first purpose is clear. Then Dhammapada was 183, 21, 22, 23. They are also in the Heart Sutta note. So you read through them, you will understand. The second purpose is to train ourselves during the meditation retreat to develop a very stable daily mindfulness. The silent mind with inner awareness leading to the heedfulness from moment to moment. Then also from the moment we commence our retreat, means this morning. Then to diligently maintain noble silence of mind and speech during the retreat duration. To cultivate sati sampajana, or mindfulness and clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose. The domains of meditation, suitability and non-delusion as a sign of our respect for the way placed. The four types of clear comprehension also, they are explained clearly in the notes, the Heart Sutta note. So this Heart Sutta note is like a handbook for you to refer to when you need to know anything. Later on, maybe if we have the condition, we will do up the index for you, so that it's easy to find all those important essential Dhamma based on the Pali word or the English translation. You can locate them. Just like Dhammapada verse what and what and what, on what page. Then, meaning of heedfulness on what page. So, we will try to do up the appendix. Then the third purpose is to learn to be at ease. The key word is at ease. And naturally relax and aware via heedfulness most of the time. So when you are heedful and ever mindful, you must actually move further. Otherwise, that heedfulness can end up in concentration where you don't understand what heedfulness is. Sometimes people become too serious and they go and do the thought-based meditation like noting, focusing and concentrating. And to them, they thought they are very hardworking, very diligent. They thought they are very heedful. Yeah. To be heedful is to be ever mindful, to constantly cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path, especially the Four Foundations of Mindfulness. So if you are heedful and you are not at ease, then you are not really, really heedful. The one that is heedful is completely at ease and very natural. So that's why this number three is very important. Learn to be at ease. At ease means your mind don't carry anything. Understand? Not? No fear, no worry, no anxiety, nothing. You are here to train your mind, to develop the meditation. You are at a retreat. All those problems that you have, they cannot be resolved while you are here. Understand? Not? You need to attend to it when you go back after the retreat. So tell your mind, it's okay, I will attend to it later. Now I just want to focus my attention on the training, on the meditation, on the retreat, so that I can develop this well, so that these 9 days that we have here as our sincere way of training our mind can bring about good results and can bring forth the causes and conditions for you to awaken. And this is very, very important. Okay? So the key thing is the mind must be at ease, naturally relaxed and just aware via heedfulness. You can do that, your meditation will progress very fast. So noble silence is very important. Silence means no more chattering, no more talking, no more of this heedlessness. Just constantly aware, mindful. You need to talk, use sign. If people cannot understand, then verbalize one or two words. Yeah. Then be ever mindful that you are in a retreat. The other thing that you have to bear in mind is, I have to remind you all, when I arrive at this temple, every retreat is the same. My mind was full of joy because everything was so conducive. The weather, everything, very beautiful. Then the best part is the temple, you realize or not, is so clean. I never seen a temple so clean. All the way, like they prepare for us. You go to your room, if you are not observant or mindful, you may not know. The floor, the toilet, everything is so meticulously done up. I don't know about your room. My room is very, very well done. So always bear in mind, have gratitude and rejoice. We are this place, the abbot who started it is very, very sincere. He has this foresight. And he has brought about so much wholesomeness to this place. The early day when it started, their support were not strong. A lot of things were very basic. I remember all this flooring, cement render, when I came in the year 1970-something or the early 80s. I still remember. Then you don't have proper toilet facilities. They are very basic. No hot water, nothing. Now they got hot water. They got flooring. They got tile plus timber flooring. Then their toilet got hot water system. Then the whole of the building is so different. They extended it. Last time the meditation hall was less than half the front section. Now they have pushed it up. And we are able to conduct retreat here with such conducive environment and beautiful setting. So make full use of this. Your mind will transform. You will progress very fast if you have the faith. The other thing that I need to remind you all is, even though Sister Lian and Joyce, they all try to help out to make this place clean by allocating duty roster, don't feel that you are being put on duty, huh? You should rejoice to have such condition to do such work. Such meritorious action is very, very rare. So you do with understanding and joy and faith, it will go a long way. Then whatever you come across as you move around, any dirt or any little or what, just clear it. Then end of the day, those who are on duty, clean up this place. Then the day before we leave, make sure you mop it up as clean as before they hand over to us when we arrive. This will be very kind of you. And I will rejoice when I see that. So cultivation is like that. You can maintain such good mind, just like how they maintain this place. It reflects on your understanding, your cultivation too. If your attitude is you couldn't care less, the way you cultivate your mind also same. You are not serious. But if you are very meticulous in all these things, means when it comes to cultivation of mind, you can apply the same. So this is what I wanted to tell you all along before even we arrive. Then we move on to the fourth, very important main purpose. With the stable daily mindfulness or awareness, use it to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path. We are constant creative contemplation, reflection and inquiry into the Four Noble Truths. This one I shared with you at the bus. But when you are here, the setting is better. The setting is a lot more beautiful. So make full use of this place to develop the reflection, the contemplation and the inquiry. And when you are silent, your mind is very creative. That's why I use the word constant creative contemplation and inquiry into the Four Noble Truths. This Four Noble Truths I will go through with you afterwards too. They are also in the notes. Then for those who are new, I will also, if I have time, try to familiarize you all with the place. There's another place I haven't taken the new people, on the hilltop. After we see if we got time or not, maybe we will take a bit of time out from the program. Then I'll take you all up there so that you know there's another place where you can do your sitting, reflection, contemplation and all those things. Especially during the early morning and evening time. Afternoon sometimes, if the weather is sunny, it's a bit hot up there. But morning and evening is beautiful, very conducive. Okay, I'll continue. With the stable daily mindfulness or awareness, use it to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path via constant creative contemplation, reflection and inquiry into the Four Noble Truths, leading to the perfection of all the Noble Eightfold Path factors of right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness and right samadhi, so that you are incapable of any evil whenever you are heedful. That's why heedfulness is very important. Whenever you are heedful, you are incapable of negativity. Because all those things that you want to perfect are the Noble Eightfold Path factor. Noble Eightfold Path, all the path factor, brings about wholesomeness and wisdom, no negativity. Everything is right and appropriate, starting from right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, and the four right effort. Then you got right mindfulness and samadhi. So all these are very conducive. Then to maintain this heedfulness or apamada, the Pali word is apamada, its meaning is heedfulness. To maintain this apamada training or heedfulness training throughout the day, so that when conditions are fulfilled, you can insight into the three characteristics of nature, to realize the inside knowledges or wisdom needed to liberate the mind, leading to the cessation of forming mind as taught by the Buddha. When your mind can cease, you can realize Nibbana. Then the last
purpose is to diligently develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma needed to understand the Buddha's teaching. The important essential Dhamma are the five mental hindrances, or what the Buddha called the pancha nivaranas. Not nirvana, nivaranas. These are hindrances. Then the opposite five, which is the five spiritual faculty or pancha indriyas, then what constitute evil? The Buddha said the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion constitute evil. The meaning of greed, the meaning of hatred and delusion, they are all in the Heart Sutta note. Then the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths that leads to the three types of corresponding wisdom. Suttamaya Panya, Chintamaya Panya, and Bhavanamaya Panya. Then the seven factors of enlightenment, or Satta Bhujanga. Then what is Dana, Sila, and Bhavana? And the five daily contemplation. The other one that I miss out is the dependent origination, Paticca Samuppada, the dwelling. So this will give you a very good indication of what your purpose and focus are while on this retreat. Then we turn to a retreat program proper. Everything was, I think, according to schedule. 7:30 sharp, you all leave. Subang, I think. Then you arrive my place just before 8, which was just nice. Then after that, we gather for a simple puja. Then we left PJ. Then we arrive at about 12:30, just nice. So 12:30 to 1, which was exact. Arrival at Triple Gem Sampo Fat, Sampo Temple, Mahayana Temple, Rinchang, Cameron Highland. Then we pay respect to Triple Gem. I need to check with Joyce. When can we arrange with Tan Siong to just pay respect to Sufu? Anytime, just let us know. We will cut short our program or interview our program, then we will meet him. We have to show our gratefulness, our thanks, and our respect. It seems he is a new abbot. This place has been very beautiful and very conducive. You look at the photos, they are the four past abbots. And I know the last two since I came to this place, especially that one, the latest one at the extreme end. There was one retreat I came. He seems to like me. He can feel me. When I was meditating at the other side on the hilltop last time it was not rebuilt. It was a very run-down building, timber building. And I like to go alone up there and meditate. While most of them were at this hall. Then every time I meditate and I radiate this metta and all those things, do my contemplation, the abbot, the old monk at that time, he was still alive. He stayed up there on the top floor. Then the floor above us is supposed to be the relics of all the teachers and all those things. He always smiled at me. Because he can feel, then I can feel that I saw where every day. Then later on, as I come down for my meal and all things, then I saw him do the chanting, Mayana, I follow. Then after he finished, he waited at the gate. Then when he saw me, he asked me, "Where are you from?" He spoke that China Tao Hokkien, I think, and a little bit of very difficult to understand Mandarin, I think, but I can understand him. Then he was full of joy, I remember. That was about easily 20 over years ago. He was full of joy. Then he asked me, "Are you free?" I said, "Yeah, why?" He said, "I'll take you up," he said. At first I didn't know it was the relics of the teacher. He opened up the room and invited me in. Then because there are others that follow, they came to know, there were a lot of joy, and they followed them. All of us went in. Very nice. So we see whether there is condition or not. The relics are very nice. So when you meditate here, the relics are up there. And all these images, they are beautiful because a lot of good cultivators, they have actually come here to conduct retreat, develop their meditation and cultivation. There's a lot of beautiful stillness energy and wisdom energy that has gone into this place, including all the images. Then all the great beings, Buddha, Bodhisattva, their nature, they are all over here. That's why I like this place. And this was the place where I penetrated the Dhamma during the early years. The first time my mysis was here. I forgot the year, I think 89, if I'm not wrong, I think 89. I came to this place for retreat many times. Many times, even as a student in University of Malaya. This place I got a lot of affinity. So these are a bit of a history behind. That's why I say you develop the faith, it will benefit you a lot. But this place is very, very conducive, very, very wholesome. The nature, the energy, the environment, the setting, everything is so beautiful. Even at night, the vibration of nature, the insect sound, the chirping of the birds, the vibration of flowing stream, and all of nature's vibration, they are so beautiful, you can feel them. Okay, we go on. Just now in the bus, we're supposed to also do some fellowship and sharing of Dhamma and introducing each other. But I didn't want to disturb you all. I saw a lot of you are resting, sleeping, because you all woke up too early. So never mind, we can do this on the last day or what, during our closing. We can get a few to share. Then you can get to know each other later on. For those who share room, they can get to know each other first. But always remember, be mindful, like during the briefing. When you are in your room at night, don't talk. If you want to talk, go somewhere quiet, discuss. But if you talk, it is really loud at night. Then there are also monks and nuns that sleep around our place, the same floor over that side. The other thing that I need to remind those new people is your room, sometimes you have six or eight of you, you have only one toilet. You don't worry, there's a common toilet at the beginning here, before you go to your room. This is a lady toilet. The other side is the male toilet, men's toilet. And there are also toilets downstairs, outside the kitchen. Then there are also another area over the other side of the kitchen. Also, they got dormitory and toilets. So you don't have to queue and wait. You can just go to the common toilet. Okay, we go on. So we have done the check-in, the temple, and settle down. So for those who have the time, you can have a bath if you need it. For those who are early, they can walk around mindfully to familiarize themselves with the way place and pay respect to all the rupang, all the images that are worthy of respect. So this one, you can do it. There are still a lot of time. Every time you got your rest hour, you can go around. Now we go back to the program proper. This is where we're supposed to start, 2:15. Then we're supposed to end at 3:30, just nice. We got another 20 minutes before you start your formal meditation. Okay, I'll give you some instruction. Opening puja followed by briefing and meditation instruction by Brother Teo. The briefing will be very comprehensive and it will include retreat objective and instruction on how to develop the five spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya. So, the English translation for Sada is faith, or confident in the Buddha and his teaching. And the English translation for Virya is spiritual zeal or resolve, to learn the teaching, to walk this way. Sati is mindfulness. Samadhi is the collectedness of mind and unwavering mind, leading to apamada or heedfulness, means the state of ever mindful. Then the last spiritual faculty is panya or wisdom. So these are the opposite five spiritual faculty needed to counter the five hindrances of mind to develop the meditation. Then meditation instruction will include detailed explanation of what is meditation and how to develop the second turning, Dhamma contemplation wisdom, so that the meditation can be done with understanding. Then cultivation to include the establishment of a proper daily religious routine leading to a sustained period of continuous mindfulness. This one is for you to actually develop this religious routine so that when you go home, you can still do it. The religious routine is very simple. This one was taught to me by the Thai monk, Achanyantra. He's very, very good. He say every morning when you wake up, the first thing is aware, triple jam, pay respect. Then remember to cultivate, to be heedful. That is the first thing you do. Before you sleep, also same. He said, spend some time meditating, reflecting, contemplating. Then in between, whenever you have time, your meditation can be starting initially is very short, maybe 10-15 minutes, then later extend to 20 minutes, then 25-30 minutes, or if you can, 45 to 1 hour will be just nice. But not everybody can do it because you are constrained by your career and all those things. You don't have so much luxury of time. So maybe weekend you can spend longer time. About 20 minutes to 30 minutes will be just nice. You pay respect mindfully, then you renew your precept, you take refuge, you renew your precept, you pay homage. Then after that, you develop loving kindness meditation. Then you meditate for a while. It will be about 20 minutes to 30 minutes, just nice. And that will train your mind to be ever mindful. Then after that, maintain daily mindfulness, heedfulness throughout the day, slowly from the house. Then you extend it to your workplace. Then you extend it to life. This is how you develop daily mindfulness. Okay, now I will brief you on how to develop the meditation. Okay, for those who are new, you listen. As I had always briefed those that attended my Tuesday, Thursday and Sunday class, you have to develop the basic understanding of meditation. Otherwise, if you do meditation without understanding, very difficult to progress, very difficult to develop the appropriate result. So now you listen. Meditation is to be done with understanding. So according to Lord Buddha, the reason why our mind is not peaceful is because of the five mental hindrances. So I'm not going to spend much time. Mental hindrances, there are five. The mental hindrances hinders your mind or entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness and inner awareness. That's why you cannot become peaceful. You cannot become aware within. You cannot develop the meditation. So because of that, the Buddha said, you need to be aware that these mental hindrances, they are there, they are very powerful. So the way to overcome them is not to fight them, control them, or suppress them. The way to overcome them is to develop the opposite five spiritual faculty or mental faculties. So these five spiritual or mental faculties
are very important. So they are all in the text. I will just write short form. So the five hindrances are sensual desire, ill will. Sensual desire, ill will. Sloth and torpor or sleepiness. Mean lethargic mind. Then the fourth one is restlessness of mind. Your mind is restless. Then last one is doubt. So the Buddha said, because you have this mind, that's why you cannot meditate. So to counter them, he said, develop faith, sadha. Virya. Virya is a spiritual zeal. Then sati is mindfulness. Then samadhi. Samadhi is the collectedness of mind. They are all in the text. You don't have to take notes. Samadhi, collectedness of mind. So this one is collectedness. Collectedness of mind. When the mind is collected, it's unwavering. It does not stir, it does not waver. Then the last one is wisdom or panya. So the Buddha said, develop this five, and this five will automatically be dealt with. You don't have to do anything. But you need to be aware of them. So when you know you have the hindrance, means you are not mindful, you are not heedful, your spiritual faculty are not strong. So the whole of meditation is to start developing these two. Sadha and virya. Then after that, focus on developing mindfulness. That's why all the meditation that people teach, they give you object of meditation. They ask you to note, concentrate, or focus. It's just to actually train the mind to develop sati, mindfulness. But they fail to understand this point. They go and do concentration. They go and do thought-based meditation. They go and note and do all those funny things. To be aware is very simple, the Buddha said. You just silence your mind. The moment your mind is silent, you're already aware. When you are without thought, you're already aware. But why are you not able to? Because these hindrances are very strong. Sensual desire and ill will, these are part of your greed and hatred, asana. Your positive craving and your negative craving. Your like and dislike. So the three evil roots, they are the root of all evil. They make you very evil. So greed are the positive craving, your desire, your lust, your craving, your covetousness, your greediness. These are all the evil root of greed. Then ill will is your envy, jealousy, unhappiness, your dislike, your what they call emotional negativity, your negative craving. So the Buddha said, if your mind throughout the day, every time when you experience something, or through your sense experience, when you see something, hear something, smell, taste, or tactile, feel something, then the mind, when it recalls something, how come it react and stir? Why can't it just see them for what they are and understand them? Because you have a lot of habits. They call it habitual tendency. Habitual tendency born of your self-delusion, your ignorance, your stupidity. Because you don't understand truth. You don't understand the Dhamma. You don't know what hindrances are. So it becomes your habit. That's why every time you see something pleasurable, positive sensual desire, positive craving, you want it repeated, or you got desire or craving to own it, to possess it, or you look forward to have it. So what happens? You hold it onto your memory. So every time the mind wants this. Then when it's the opposite, when you cannot get what you want, you become miserable, you become unhappy. Then aversion, dislike, unhappiness. All right. So your life is always oscillating between like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant experience. And if throughout the day you do this very often, every time you see something, you develop the duality of like and dislike. Yeah? Then how can your mind be peaceful? How can it be aware to see things as they are? It will become heedless. It will be lost in thought. Then it can tell you stories some more. Then you become emotional and react to it. Or you become very lustful and do all those funny things. It ties in with the other sutta, the orange book, Knowing and Seeing, Sabba Asavak Sutta. The Buddha mentioned in the first training of mind, how to detect defilement, is it? You have to exercise right attention, is it? And what is right attention? The Buddha explained very clearly. Things that are fit for attention, is it? They will bring about beautiful mind. He said, when you attend to things that are fit for attention, the unarisen defilement or asavak don't arise. The arisen will cease to be. And that is what the Buddha said you must attend to. And what are they? The Buddha mentioned clearly. They are the Four Noble Truths, the three turnings. That's why all the meditative training, contemplative training points towards the Four Noble Truths, the three turnings. Then what are the things that are unfit for attention? He said when you pay attention to things that are unfit for attention, your evil root become more. Your greed, hatred and your delusion means the defilement, the unreasoned defilement or asavak, they will arise. And the reason become more powerful. So this is the way to actually detect whether you really mindful or not, heedful or not, pay attention to the correct thing or not. So when you reflect and contemplate, even in daily life, everything that you reflect, contemplate, also you react and the evil root and the duality arise, means it's wrong attention. Means you don't have wisdom, you don't have right view. You don't know how to attend to things. You don't have yoniso manasikara, wise attention at the moment of sense experience. That's why you cannot develop the understanding. That's why you cannot develop the ability to deal with defilement. To deal with defilement, you need to be ever mindful. Then you need to know what constitutes evil, what are the evil roots, what are defilements. Then only you can be aware, then only you can determine to deal with them. Then defilement that need you to exercise restraint, you must exercise restraint like your precept. Defilement that need you to avoid, you have to avoid. Then the defilement that need you to endure, you have to endure. Then the defilement that need you to contemplate and reflect on their usage, like just now contemplation of food, you need to use that contemplation to develop the wholesomeness of mind so that it will not bring about craving, desire, indulgence and all those things. Then learn to rejoice more and more. Your mind state will be beautiful. So this is how the Buddha teach. He said, essential desire and ill will continuously arise in your mind, then it becomes habitual. Then how can you be peaceful? How can you meditate? That's why you cannot. You want to settle down, you cannot. So what must you do? He said, you must develop the faith, confidence in the Buddha and his teaching. Yeah. So this one, faith in the Buddha and his teaching, this is very important. This one can give you a lot of what they call very, very stable faith. Then after that, it will bring about the virya to second spiritual faculty. Just now we chant, ittipeso bhagava arahang, salutation to Buddha, the nine great virtue. He is such a great being. He's not only enlightened, he's fully enlightened. Perfect in enlightenment.
That's why you can say he is the wisest and the most virtuous living being ever to be born during his time in this whole universe. And to have him as your teacher and your guide, you should count your blessing. Understand? You should rejoice, then determine to actually follow him and go this way. Because his teaching can make you enlightened, can liberate your mind, can free you from all suffering, from all misery in life, and allow you to understand life clearly, to live life to the fullest, to experience all of the beauties and wonders of life. Then why are living beings still deluded and still heedless? What are you waiting for? To have such great condition to know about this teaching and such a great being, you don't know how to make full use of the condition. When this form and mind expire, you will regret. Because this is the best era, the best condition. And to my nature's understanding, this window, if you miss, you are going to have to wait for a very, very long period before you encounter such a sasana again, such condition to cultivate again. Because to be able to be born as a human being and yet to have the Dhamma, the Buddha sasana, and condition to develop the training and the meditation is not by chance. It's from your past parami. And you someone to know how to make full use of it. It's a real waste. It's really, really a great opportunity lost. Yeah. Later on, when you come to understand, you will know why. Yeah. Okay, so when your faith is developed, yeah, when you reflect the Buddha, such indeed is the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. But he is blessed with wisdom and virtue, the blessed one. Then he is worthy of respect, offering, gift and hospitality. And he is the fully enlightened one. That's why your faith will become very strong. Then he is the teacher of man and God. He can teach any being, not only human being, living being, but even the devas and the God, the Brahmas. That's why he is the teacher of man and God. He is a guide without comparison. That's why the nine great virtues make the Buddha very, very special, very outstanding, perfect in wisdom and virtue. Then, Ingbi read to you the three level of 10 perfection while you were on the bus. They have to perfect all those 10 perfection in these three, what they call stages, to become Samasambuddha. That's why they really sacrifice a lot for living beings. Then after Sada, and after you know how great and beautiful this teaching is, how wonderful it is, you were determined to walk this way. You will never, never turn back. And when you do that, it will drive you to cultivate mindfulness, sati. So now I come to training your mind to be mindful. You just have to walk. You can do it either through the bowing, walking, or sitting. Any of this. The form of sitting is supposed to be easier to train you so that this mind develop this ability to decondition the heedless thinking. You have to read through the Heart Sutta book for those who are new. Then there is another book last time I wrote, 12 of September 2013, on meditation, Thursday class on. So that one, hopefully, we will put it online. Later on, you go back and read. Or you listen to the recording, you will understand. What I teach is very simple. The first training is the skillful means to decondition your heedless thinking. Where these hindrances are there, your spiritual faculty are not established. So initially, what you do is you have to do something to that heedless thinking. So you use mind sweeping method combined metta, loving kindness, so that your mind can be at the location you want it to be, so that this mind just feel relaxed, doesn't think. And then it will decondition the heedless thinking. Then it will be able to develop the ability to be at the location you want it to be. Then you just silent and feel. That will bring about sati very fast. Then this inner peace is calmness. But if you combine with metta or loving kindness, when you wish may I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy. When you feel the well-being and happiness in each and every cell within your form and mind, there is a lot of what they call joy and inner well-being. That's why inner peace followed by inner well-being. These are the initial benefits of meditation, training of the mind. Then when this mind settles down, it has clarity, which is the third benefit. Then when you have clarity, you can see things as they are very clearly. Then you develop wisdom or understanding. Then this type of mind will help you. You will sleep better. You will understand things better. You will make better decisions in life. Then it will help you in your study. It will also help you in your career, in your work environment. So these benefits of meditation are beautiful. So you only need to develop that understanding. Then after that, when the mind stabilizes already, quiet already, then you need to train it further so that this mindfulness can become stable. Then you use your object of meditation that you are familiar with. The Buddha recommended anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath. That's why you use that. Anapanasati. Just aware, like you feel your forehead, you feel your breathing, feel. When the mind detects, just allow the mind to move. Mind and the breathing move as one without thought. Like you bow. Body and mind move as one. Don't try to know anything, just silence. Bow. When you walk, don't try to know anything, just walk. Body and mind as one. Then all your movement, turning, stretching, bending, whatever. Even when you pay attention, awareness. Just aware of what you are paying attention to. Then it doesn't think, understand? When you perceive something, aware. Just like just now in the bus, I told you all to look at the scenery. Understand that? When you silent and look, it's different from your normal seeing. Your mind can be just with the phenomenal world. That's why specific phenomenal awareness can arise. You just let that flow. Otherwise, while you see, you think a lot inside there. That is a typical heedless living being. And you never really see, because you think. Your face and eye may be looking outside, but you are actually lost in thought most of the time. Then even when you see, you are not observant. You think, you see, you think, you see. That's how you find out. Then later on, when you develop this ability to be aware already, then you experiment with it. Even while you are here or in your daily life, you just silence your mind and ask yourself, how do I know the world? How do I experience the world? How do I interact with the world? Through this, you will start to understand how you function as a human being. Then how perception comes to be. How the world of consciousness, the phenomenal world, come to be. Then, what is perception? How does the knowing come about? Then who know? What know? Then how come when you open your eyes, everything arises already, created already? Asana. That's why moment-to-moment arising of mind, perception, you have to learn to see. You see, then arise. Close your eye, disappear again. Images. Open your eye, through seeing consciousness, arise again. Then who see? What see? You just maintain awareness, silent within, and you understand all this. Then as you walk, who is this five degree of form and mind? What is mind? What is body? What is form? What is that nature? What is that awareness? You reflect, you contemplate, you're just silent. Just through the silent, aware, and you understand. No need to know. That's how you just maintain mindfulness. Yeah. So bowing, walking, formal meditation, you can train. Understand? Then when mindfulness is developed, you use anapanasati to stabilize it. You have to stabilize it. Yeah. Bowing. Or anapanasati. Or any skillful means. Sorry. Anapana. Or any skillful means. Okay? Then when you are
mindful and relaxed. The key thing is relax. I forgot this four. The four support for meditation. Always remember. First one is to relax into every mind state. If you don't relax, energy will build up. Just relax. Then there is no stress, no tension, no hindrance. Just relax into it. Then maintain mindfulness or awareness. Second support is just silence your mind and just maintain awareness. Aware or maintain awareness. Then the third one is to make it continuous, ever mindful, 24 hours. Continuous or ever mindful. Means heedfulness. This one is heedfulness. Then last one you don't have to know yet. Only for those who already know how to meditate, you will use trust. Trust means trust your nature to do. Don't use your thought. No more thought-based meditation. Okay. That's about all for today. So, 9:35. Exceeded 5 minutes. You got any question? Anything that you are not sure? Otherwise, you can try to do first. Then later on, come back. Because 3:30 to 4:30, I think, is your meditation. You try to do. Then if you are new, you are not sure, you read the book. It's up to you. Then after that, we come back, you can have your Q&A and sharing. Then later on, I will share more of the Four Noble Truths and all those. These are more for beginners and people who are still not clear about the essential teaching, essential Dhamma of the Buddha. Okay? Any question so far? If no question, then I will leave it to you to meditate. So you read the program, 3:30 to 4:30. Formal meditation, we are sitting and walking or lying down, etc. Plus daily mindfulness training via bowing, Dhamma contemplation, reflection and inquiry within the vicinity of the temple while in the walking, standing, sitting and lying down posture. Okay, so with this, I will let you all meditate.